I talked to Jack Valenti, and I don't know whether this has gone too far about the signing of the bill. This is a, you know, if it's signed today, we are going to have a rather difficult weekend, a holiday weekend anyway, and whether that encouraging, whether that Friday and Saturday with the 4th of July and firecrackers going off anyway, with Negroes running all over the South figuring that they get the day off, that they're going to go into every hotel and motel and every restaurant. Whether if it's possible, and again, I don't know how far it's gone, whether it'd be possible to postpone it to Monday and sign it so that it's in the middle of the week. The other problem, of course, is that I've met with Governor Collins this morning. He really hasn't got any appropriation. He hasn't got his machinery set up, and so he won't be able to move in any of these situations. There is an advantage if everything was equal, there would have been a great advantage in signing it at the beginning of the week. But as I say, I don't know whether it's gone so far that you feel that it's necessary to sign it today.
No, I don't think so. Here were the considerations entered into it. They all announced, and we've got to stop that. You tell your publicity man over there, don't say a damn word about what I'm going to do. They've been all these stories come out about who I'm talking to in the South and what I'm doing and kind of the thing we discussed, but we didn't carry out. And there's been two or three columns written about it. Well, the House did the same thing on me. Some of their people up there planned on what the president was going to do. So they all got it pretty well scattered over the country that he was going to wait till July the 4th to sign it so that he'd tie it in with the Declaration of Independence. And that was pretty well accepted and generated all over the country before we could stop it. We never mentioned it, never opened our mouth, never said a word.
You know, I was.
So then some of them started coming back and saying, well, that's not fair. It's the Hallecks and the rest of them who participated in this thing are leaving. And they're going to their convention, and you just want to have it, so you'll have Humphrey and one or two of them up there taking all the glory and the people that helped do it. And why do you wait? Why don't you go on and do it when they pass it? So I asked them when they thought they'd get through with it, and they said they thought they'd get through by 3 or 4 o'clock. Now they tell me there's some debate that may go on later tonight. I told them that my plan would be to try to sign it as soon as the bill got to me, that I'd already told them how I felt about it. They knew that. There's no point of waiting until it's the 4th of July. That I thought that would just irritate a lot of people and unnecessarily, and then I didn't think we ought to wait 2 or 3 days. So that's kind of how we got off the hook on the 4th of July, by signing it when it gets to us. Now, when it gets to us, I don't know, but I think it'll be late today. We tentatively told them that we planned to do it today before we heard about this. Boy, I knew you thought it'd be better to go over till next week. Now, we could back up on it, but I doubt the wisdom of it after we've said that, if the bill gets to us.
I see, and I suppose all the Republicans will be going next week.
Yes, they quit tonight.
Well, I think we better go.
I don't know whether they'll even come or not. I haven't invited them because we don't know what time. I told them, get Lee White and Larry O'Brien, put them in charge of the signings, and get in touch with your people and see everybody that ought to be invited. We try to have it in the East Room around 7 o'clock if the bill's here. If it's not, we'll have it whenever we get the bill. But we're kind of waiting until 2 or 3 o'clock to see what time whether the bill has got an hour on the rule and they come in at 12. And if they make them read the record 2 or 3 times, well, it may be late. But if we have it, I'd rather have it tonight than to have it Saturday. And if we have it past Saturday, I think they would think that I held it up 2 or 3 days till they got out of town because they questioned. I asked them to stay next week and act on some of these important bills, and they said that wasn't fair play, that I was being unfair to them, and they wouldn't pass civil rights unless I let them go. Well, I never did agree to let them go, but they kind of had an agreement among themselves to pass civil rights and then go. Now, if I held it over, I think they'd say that I was trying to take a little glory away from them on a bipartisan basis, don't you?
I see. What do you mean? Because they won't be here?
Yeah,
well, I think that is possible. I do think that's impossible.
I think it's important we extend them the invitation at a time when they can come.
Yes, I do.
Even if they can't come. I don't know. Halleck may go fishing.
Yeah.
But one of them told me, I've forgotten who it was. I believe Mansfield called up and said that he's going to be in session tonight. He didn't know whether he could come or not. But I believe that we ought to go ahead in light of the fact they'll be gone next week.
That's fine. I'd like to have a chance to talk to you about the, about Poland, some thoughts I had on that.
Fine, you can do it around cabinet, right after cabinet, right forward. They are. You can do it tomorrow, whenever you want.
That'd be fine.
Okay.
Thank you.